Anywho, it's Friday. Chipper.
Indubitably.
All right, I'm going to move this so I can see your pretty face.
Hi.
There it is.
Yay, pretty faces.
Hola.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. We got Sailor Sage.
Yeah.
And we got the lovely Destiny.
This is your highness herself, Destiny. Hello.
Ooh, I love it.
I love her.
Unfortunately, Sarah has got the sickness. She's down with the sickness, except she's not really down with it.
Wah. Oh, I don't know.
Well, actually, she kind of sounds like that. Wah. That was my attempt.
Yeah, it's too early for that.
Yep. Welcome, happy Friday morning.
Yay.
Before we get into today's festivities, Sage, what is our contact info?
You can give us a call or a text or leave a voicemail at 253-778-6029. We also have email, thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And then Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is all thebroadcast999. And Facebook is thebroad-cast.
And actually, I didn't realize when I got a new phone, I was wondering why we weren't getting any messages. And it's because I got a new phone and it logged me out of everything.
Way to go, Vicky.
And I'm like, oh, nobody's messaged us in a while. And it didn't occur to me until recently. I'm like, oh, we should probably log back in.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. So,
are we all logged in? We're all good?
We're all good. And we do got a couple of messages.
Awesome.
One was a drunk message.
Yay!
Even when you don't have your phone, you get drunk messages. God
yep. Damn. Yep. I think this one, I can't tell if this is an email or a text or I don't know what it is. But I don't really even want to say the guy's name because of what he says.
Oh, God.
So I'll call you TB.
TB.
He's like, I have no idea the sexy Sarah, and you spelled Sarah's name wrong. She's going to get pissed.
Oh, did he put an H in it?
Yep, he did. Ooh, and he didn't capitalize the S. So.
That is a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. And Horny Vicky had their own pod space cast, and they put a capital A in the cast.
Dear, what are you smoking?
FYI, I am drunk as F.
Obviously.
He does not say F. Would any of you laxies have sex with a married man?
No.
No.
Well, Sarah,
not
right.
Anymore.
No. Not anymore. I mean, have I accidentally? Yes. And have I done stuff with a guy who's engaged? Yes, but she was watching.
Oh, sweet.
That was a fun day.
But it's not like, but not with this guy, no. And no. That sounds like a fun day, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's without permission of the lady. No, I would not. So, hope you were safe, buddy. We did get another message. I think it's right here. Yes. I don't know if we read this one. Did we already read this? I think he's like, so ladies, so this month I'll be officially single for a year. I was in a 7-ish relationship that ended in divorce. Is that sounding familiar for Moose?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, because we talk about how he'd end up either friend zone or friends with benefits.
I think so. Honestly, yep. I'm such a stoner. I have a terrible memory. So.
Well, like the whole messages thing has been all screwy here. But I think he also sent us a message after that. And he wrote, I've only had sex in public once and it was in an alley. It was all right. I prefer climate controlled sex. LOL. Oh, and I don't know if Cece's going to be on the cast, but I'm 24 and I'm on Tinder, but I don't use it much anymore. And also have a question. What was the craziest thing sex wise that has happened to you? Mine would be when I met my first Tinder match in person and she took a selfie while going, to a certain place on him. It was pretty wild.
Why did she take a selfie?
I don't know. Well, I'm guessing maybe she has a boyfriend or something or an ex. She took it to prove it. Or like I have a girlfriend who.
That's savage.
Her boyfriend is, he likes to be cuckolded.
Oh.
So whenever she would do stuff, she would take pictures of her doing other guys and send them to him or show it to him when she'd get home and he immediately get turned on and I want to have sex with her.
That is interesting.
But yeah, so basically what is, like Cece was on the podcast a while ago. So sorry, I didn't see this message until now. But yeah, what is the weirdest thing that has happened or wildest thing that has happened to you while during sex? I mean, I guess mine would be being in the room while there's a bunch of other people in the room.
When I was younger, I switched partners. So my boyfriend at the time and his best friend and his best friend's girlfriend were all getting drunk together. And his best friend's girlfriend kept making out with me and was trying to do other stuff with me, but I don't really go down that road. And so we were like, oh, let's just switch partners. And we did, and it ended up in a disaster because the other guy was a lot better than my boyfriend.
Oh! Like, did that ruin friendships, relationships, or any of that?
It was really awkward for about 2 weeks, but I think it was fine after that.
Oh, man. I would say, I was hoping you didn't say, like, everybody, like, you guys never talked again. Like, you guys sobered up or were pissed off at each other.
No, it was it was just awkward for about 2 weeks. But after that, like, everything was fine. They ended up breaking up. Well, obviously, so did we.
Right.
That had anything to do with that?
No.
Or just so happened to happen?
Yeah.
We actually have another message as well. It's from Andrew, and he says, hey, ladies, I just wanted to ask, because you guys are so passionate about tipping in a bar or restaurant situation, but what if it was an ice cream shop, a donut shop, fast food, cashier, or any other situations where somebody's doing a service for you or providing a service for you? Do you tip them? For my opinion has always been, I work hard for what I do. I do not receive tips. So why do these only two situations people feel a requirement to tip them for their job? So for fast food places, a lot of them don't allow tips.
Yeah.
Same with like your cable guy. Some companies won't allow tips,
mm-hmm.
and they will let you know if they're on the up and up.
Yeah.
Also, with like service, was it the restaurant in the street? Isn't it true that they lower your pay anyway to try to like even out the tips or something like that?
So in other states, not Washington anymore. State's actually a pretty sweet cake.
I was like, wait, is that still legal? It has to be a certain base pay, you know?
I knew when I was like about 10 years ago or so, I knew a gal from Texas who worked at a chain.
Mm-hmm.
Italian place. And she got $2 an hour.
Mm.
While the minimum was like, this is when the minimum was like 8 or something like that. Mm. I don't remember. It was Texas. So, but it was much higher than $2 an hour. And she relied on tips.
Yeah. Like, a lot of states are like that. Or they'll either make it so that your base pay is a lot less, and then they guarantee that your tips will add up to a certain percent, or
mm-hmm.
they'll cover
mm-hmm.
that, you know, whatever the difference is. But not in Washington.
No, Washington, you get minimum wage, which if you're in Seattle, is not a bad gig, man.
Yeah.
But for like an ice cream shop, if I get a $5 ice cream or a $4 ice cream, depending on how fancy the shop is, I'll throw in a buck, or two.
For example, I go to this little cafe down the street all the time. They've got a salad bar, but then they also make sandwiches. If I'm getting a salad from the salad bar, I don't tip. Because I'm the one who's doing it. I'm, you know,
yeah.
all that stuff. But when I get a sandwich made, I always tip at least a buck.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they're doing something for me. But it just kind of depends on what the service is.
And it's go ahead.
I even tip at the, if you notice at the bud shops, pot shops, they have a little tip jar. Like I
always do that.
Yeah, I tip them because, one, I ask them a million questions. Two, I'm sure, like, they're you know, like, why not just tip? If you can spare it, it doesn't hurt the tip. Like, nobody's saying, like, oh, you have to, but...
And you always pay in cash anyway, so I always have at least a few bucks left over.
And it's one of those, like, it's to kind of build a relationship. It's like, hey, remember me next time. And
yeah.
kind of like, and there's something baller. Like, I had a family come in, and the guy just dropped, like, he was dressed real nice, and his kids were dressed real nice, and his wife was dressed real nice. And, like, I don't know, just like his mood. He wasn't necessarily dismissive or rude. He was not rude at all. But you can tell he like didn't really care. There's some people that really want to like talk to the waitress.
Yeah.
And this guy was like,
just trying to enjoy his time.
Yeah,
with
he just
family.
Wants to enjoy his time. I'm like, okay, cool. But I kind of had the feeling like, oh man, maybe I'm annoying them, asking questions, making sure they're doing okay. And he left me a baller tip.
That's awesome.
Baller tip. And I think it's a status symbol for some people. And that's kind of what when I can, I'll do that.
Destiny's right? raising her hand. She's like yeah, it is.
It's like, I love doing that. Like when I can, like, or I for example, I went to a Cinnabar.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was taking a little long, and I didn't mind. I wasn't super hungry. My girlfriend was a little hangry, so she was a little impatient. I think other people got...
She was dropping that tip down in her brain. It was
And so I'm like, I felt so bad for the gal, and she worked so hard. She like got us extra food. She's like, I brought you popcorn. I brought you an extra order of chicken strips. I did all this. And I'm just like, dude, like, I get the kitchen's like...
Yeah.
Sometimes the kitchen might either forget your order, or you forgot something on your order. Something happens, and I get it. And I hate
if
it when
they
people
go out of their way to like make it better.
Oh yeah, I'm like,
hell,
here's a really nice tip for you. And I'm like, thank you.
I always try to at least cover what the cost of that extra food or extra drink or whatever it would be.
And it's like if somebody's just like, oh, I messed up, cool. Like, if they're kind of like whatever about it, then like I've had people super apologetic. I'm like, okay, you're going to get a nicer tip because I get it. It sucks.
It'd be like that.
Speaking about that, I got so pissed off this weekend. I went, okay, A, I went to so I really shouldn't be complaining, but I went to and I pulled up and it's one of those ones that have like the two drive through.
Two lanes.
So I pulled up. There's no one else there. And all I'm hearing is like static crackling. And so I'm waiting there, waiting for this guy to like say something. And they don't say anything. I've been there for like 2 minutes. So I was finally like, hello? And he was like, how can I help you? And I was like, oh, can I get number 7 with barbecue sauce and a Coke? And he was like, oh, okay. And then he like put it on the screen and he was like, all right, 6:45. I go to enough to know that a meal of chicken nuggets is more than $8. So I was like, 6:45, is that the meal or is that just the nuggets? And he was like, oh, you wanted the meal? And I was like, yeah. And then he like sat there for like 5 minutes trying to fix it on the screen. And he was like adding different meals to it and taking meals off. And it was just getting so irritating. Three people had gone in the other lane.
Ugh.
And then finally, when I got up to the window to pay, she was like, did you have more than one order? And I was like, no, I only had one order. It was a meal, chicken nugget meal. And she was like, oh, okay. And then like I handed her my card. She handed me the receipt and it was for the 6:45. And I was like, this is incorrect. Like I should have just taken it because I ended up paying $2 extra anyways. But then the manager comes to refund that, doesn't say a damn word to me about anything. No one apologizes, says anything. And then I get up to pick up my food. They hand me somebody else's food. And they're like, oh, here's your Dr. Pepper, here's your Sprite. And I'm like, ugh.
You guys are having an off day.
Oh, my God.
You guys breathe.
I'm angry. I'm just fuming just listening to this whole story.
Like, I don't expect to have that great of service because it's a fast food restaurant.
But any service would be appreciated.
But you mother effers are making $15 an hour.
You have one job.
Right. Or when I've gone to certain fast food places, and the food's not that great. I'm like, come on, guys. Just, you know, put in the fresh nuggets. Put in the fresh, you know, whatevers.
So let's say
the fresh meat.
Whew.
Clear away from there. What was I?
And, like, if you do have bad service and they're not apologetic, then feel free. Like, the thing I will, like, even though, I've done the serving game, I will tip poorly if you are rude.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Or if you're, like, act like you don't want to be there. It's like, that's part of the game, buddy. Like, you have to pretend you're excited to be there. Like, hey, how's it going? Fake smile, everyone. We all have to do it.
Yep.
So if you look, like, there's this gal at this store I frequent, and she would always have this, like, I really don't want to be here face. And they have to greet you. It's like, hey, welcome. And she always had this bitch face, and she always looked, like, super annoyed. I remember I brought in my really hot boyfriend at the time. Oh, she warmed up super quick.
I would have been so irked. I would have called her out so fast. Like, I have 0.0 issues with calling people out with their attitude. I'd be like, oh, really, ma'am? I remember last time I was here. Laid her whole life out.
No, like, she's, like, because we went separate ways. We were looking at different stuff. And she, like, zips up, like, hey, is there anything I can help you with? The biggest smile on her face. And he's a real good-looking guy. Damn him. And so I went over, I'm like, hey, babe, like, did you find anything good? And I held her hand, like, his hand, not too, like, aggressively, but like, hey, did you find anything good, babe? And,
I'm just making it known.
Making it known. I wanted to see this, like, and it slowly did. She did a pretty good job not letting it just, like, whoop, just wipe on her face. But, yeah, she doesn't work there anymore. I haven't seen her in a couple of years. So I'm like, okay, yay. Let's shift some gears. This week, the three of us.
2 weeks.
No, this past week.
Oh.
The three of us decided to do something. Sage, stop smoking pot before the podcast.
Well, I thought you were talking about when we were going to do it, not when we decided to do it.
No, yeah, a couple days ago.
And no, I'm not going to stop smoking pot.
Ever.
Before the podcast. You can do it after.
Mm. I didn't do it before the podcast.
I'm busting your balls. Calm down.
Well, don't say that because I'm at work.
The power of improv, girl. Come on. Just keep saying yes. Anywho.
I just don't want to lose my job.
Yeah, you won't. It's fine. Really? Where do we freaking work?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, let me not say anything, actually.
Yeah, no, we're not saying anything. Anywho, Sage posted this thing on Facebook or sent us this thing on Facebook. She's like, we should do this.
So actually what happened was I posted on my own personal Facebook.
Mm.
I said, sometimes I get so fed up with the online dating games and wasting my time that I wish that speed dating was still a thing. And one of our friends who works at the station, she's nights, responded and goes, "It is still a thing," and sent me a link.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then you posted it so we can see.
And then I posted it so that all my broads could see it. And
it sounds like
now us three are going on speed dating.
We're
going
to go speed dating in 2 weeks.
Every day I think about it, I get a little bit more and more like freaked out. It's just like, what am I going to wear? What am I going
to
say?
I know. That's what I was going to talk about. Like, what are we wearing to this? Because like, yeah. I kind of like,
we need.
Do we want to go like actual, like try to make it work? Or do we want to make,
oh, like,
I'm going to
show up like hot as F.
I'm going to be hot as F, but I don't know if
can
I want to.
Can you
help
me contour?
Yes. But I will, like, do y'all's makeup.
Yes.
I can do my own makeup, honey, but thank you.
I'm not great.
Damn.
Okay. I believe it.
I'm joking. No, I'm just terrified because, like, are we there to, like, actually try? Are we there to, like, play around? Are we just trolling people? Like,
I feel like we already spent money, so I feel like we might as well try.
Yeah,
if we feel the vibe and it's feeling real kind of meh, then we all, you know,
I'm playing it
on.
By ear. Like, for sure. Me, I'm going into it as it's an experience and it's content for the broadcast.
I mean, like, maybe what if, wouldn't it be funny as hell? You meet the one you end up marrying or some crap like that.
Oh, that would be hilarious, would but be. I don't
like,
think
we all, it's like, hey. Or at least somebody you at least get a, you know, good humping out of.
Ooh, mama needs good humping.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. But, like, what are you thinking of wearing? Because I'm thinking just, like, black dress. Do I want to wear my Converse?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to wear a black dress or if I want to wear, like, skinnies and,
what
like,
day
a
is
blouse.
It?
It's on a Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah. The 19th.
Do I open or close? So, depending on if I open or close, it depends on what
yeah,
I wear.
On what she's wearing.
Yeah.
Cause, so, because like, I don't want to, like, I hate when I dress up all pretty and stuff because I feel like it's, like, false advertisement because I'm usually in leggings and hoodies.
Well, first impressions, you always have to give off your best impression the first time.
Yeah.
I don't show my true legging, you know, half-assed makeup self until at least the third, fourth date.
I don't think Jonah's even seen my real hair until, like the second month, so.
Fair enough. I'm just like, I don't like, I'm actually like kind of nervous too, like, but like, I know you guys are freaking out, but what if they're weirdos, or
I still haven't gotten a confirmation email.
I still don't know if this is actually happening. Like, I'm a tad bit sketched out, but I'm just...
I love that when I was looking, like, because you can either sign up as a male or female, mm-hmm. and it's like all the males, you could be on a waiting list.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a sausage fest.
Sweet.
Which I'm fine with.
I'm always there for that.
It's more options for us. I think I got mine. My confirmation email right after.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I have to go through all my stupid...
Maybe I messed mine up. We'll look later.
Yeah, we'll check later. God. Okay, I'm not looking at my email right now.
Anyways.
But
yeah, speedy. Tell us what we should wear. If you have any questions that you feel like we should ask.
Wow, I should actually, like, think about this. I'm just realizing.
Because basically what it is there'll be anywhere from 6 to 12 people that you talk to, mm-hmm. and you talk for 6 minutes.
Is it definitely 6 or just average?
It depends.
Average,
yeah, it depends.
I
where.
I think they said it was about 6 minutes.
Yeah, then, like, just
and then you just switch.
But you don't want to go with the same line, like, oh, I've never done this before, have you?
Oh, but, like, do you come here often?
Like, what do you say? It's like, hi.
I'm honestly just going to quote 40-year-old version the whole time. Like, that scene. I'm just going to quote that that one scene. I'm just going to play at least with one guy.
You have very feminine features. I like that. It's Gina.
It's actually Gina.
Yeah, I'm just going to do that to at least one guy.
Should I do the nip slip the entire time? Wear, like, a blouse and I'll just be like...
But just like, ha ha, bounce, bounce, bounce
until it falls out? Sorry. I keep forgetting we can't say that word.
You're doing not so bad-ish, kind of. Anywho, bad word, sage, friggin'.
Yeah.
I did find a thing from, I think it was like Match.com dating tips. They did, you know, advice for going on speed dating.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd share it with you guys. And if you broadcast listeners have any tips or if you've done this, please let us know. One of the things they say is avoid duds and deal breakers. So be kind, avoid cruelty, and know in advance any deal breakers or duds who you will disqualify from further consideration. If behaviors such as smoking or excessive drinking are out of the question, ask if the guy smokes or if he likes to get roaring drunk. And can you tolerate being a football widow during the fall season?
There's no such thing as a football widow for me.
I make
my guys the football widows.
Yep, I believe it. Or ask if he's a sports nut. Ask For duds, pay attention to a guy's grooming, clothing, and overall appearance. Clean nails, clothes. Does a shirt look, you know, crisp? Has he been sleeping in it? Glance discreetly at his shoes.
Okay, that's what I usually like, the kind of
disheveled.
Yeah,
me too.
Type of guys. So I'm just like, yeah.
That's why I'm like, I kind of don't want to get too prettied up because I'm like, I want a rocker, Dave, man.
Yeah. Glance discreetly at his
shoes.
Package. What?
Amazon.
Can package. You be discreet about that?
Yeah. Of course you can.
Also take note of his conversation, whether he's trying too hard. Does he seem relaxed and comfortable with himself? You know, kind of following your intuition. Is he a player? Check his smile.
An F boy.
Yep. Next is put your best foot forward. So smile. Ask different questions of different men. Not so much because they will notice, but to keep you from going out of your mind with boredom. And if he seems genuine, sincere, friendly, and interesting, does it really matter what he does for a living? Or are you hunting exclusively for doctors and lawyers? Like, be interesting by showing that you're interested in what they have to say. So if you like the guy and want to boost his confidence or let him know he's hitting the right ones, maintain eye contact and lean forward. Ooh.
Ooh, lean forward.
So that way that'll make sure he's like, okay, she's digging this. You would think.
yeah.
Turn your
not.
Feet towards him, or maybe twirl a strand of your hair while listening. Okay, that just sounds stupid.
Like, I guess. Actually, I mean, am I just actually going to be here? Like, yeah, totally. Yeah.
I do that all the time without even noticing, and I hate it. It's such a, like, when you're on a date, on a first date, it's a grooming mechanism. Like, it's kind of like how, you know, birds like puff up and show themselves type of a thing. But like, you will play with your hair, or you'll fix your clothing. Or, you know, you'll just make sure that you're in the right position type of all that crap.
I'm suddenly realizing how much I hate this.
We already paid for it.
Because yep. You're totally right. I guess I do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Or I do, like, my whole, like, hand. Like, I do the hands, like evil scientist thing about excellence. You know, by accident.
It also says, just as you would pay attention to his grooming, pay attention to your own. Wear red. Study shows women in red are more likely to pique the interest, while men who wear blue are more appealing to women.
See, I have a question right there. I'm thinking about wearing red lipstick. Is that a yes or a no?
I think so.
Okay. Because I look bomb in red lipstick.
Yeah, I always hear red, like even men who hate makeup love girls with red lipstick.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And so, everything else will be
neutral and
right. Tiny little cat eye, you know.
Do it.
Sees dress nicely but not provocatively, leave some cleavage to the imagination, and save the slit skirts for at least the third date.
Screw you.
Yeah, it's like, wherever you want. Go easy on the perfume. A whiff is alluring, but don't marinate in the eau de whatever.
Eau de toilette.
Yeah, like just a spritz. And that's, like, in general, that's a rule. My roommate, he's like, I do two squirts. I'm like, no, dude. Like, he leaves a trail from our room all the way to, like, the bottom
what
floor.
What does he wear?
I don't know.
It must be cheap.
Axe? I don't know. It's not Axe. It's not Axe. It's an actual perfume bottle. But I know I will come home, like, 10 minutes after he left, and I could smell it. Like, I'll walk through the front door and I could smell it up both flights of stairs. Like, yep, it's like the ghost of his cologne. It's like, so stop it. It's annoying.
That makes me think of Donnie Darko. Like, instead of the little, like, tube thing that comes out of him, that, like, you know,
that's actually kind of what I imagined.
His scent.
And I'm like, Steve was last here. Like, if he ever gets, like, kidnapped or murdered, I'm like, well, I came home and it smelled like he had been left 10 minutes ago.
He has been here in the last half an hour.
Yes. conducting your interviews. Relax and remember, he sat down at your table. You didn't come to his. That's the way speed dating works. But it also gives you the powerful psychological edge. By sitting at your table, he's automatically conceding that he is on your turf. You are in control, so steer the conversation accordingly. You're saying this because you're socially anxious.
Yeah, I am.
Ask open-ended questions that can spur conversation, such as, where do you like to go on vacation? Or, what's your greatest experience with your family? Avoid questions that end in yes or no answers.
Yes or no questions.
Do you like food? I like food.
Do you like to breathe? Can I feel you breathe?
Oh my God, Sage, never make that face again.
Destiny.
Oh, you're good.
Sorry, it just got real creepy in here.
Oh my God,
change.
So, is there anything that would be like? Could anybody ask you something that would completely turn you off? Just be like, "Oh my God!" Like, is there anything?
How much do you make?
Really?
How much do you make? How much do you weigh?
That
do you look like without makeup on?
Oh,
anything about my physical appearance?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, like if
do you have any tattoos that I can't see?
Yeah, isn't that just annoying? That's like anything that has like any type of Tinder like type of like lead-ins is gonna
write it down. Any type of boy questions are X'd out.
Yes. What about you, Vic?
Yeah, I'm thinking like, yeah, if you ask me, like, I hate when people ask about like pay, because like, and I realize I've been talking to more and more people. Apparently it's not that rude anymore. Ish, I think it's extremely rude, and I've had a grown women ask me, and it pisses me off.
It's probably because we're in Seattle, and it's so expensive to live here.
She was trying to get me to sell her stupid product. She's like, well, come work for my company. I'm like, no, because you're a bunch of C-words.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in that case, yeah, no. Like, I would be annoyed by that, too. But I keep hearing that women need to start saying what they make so we can start trying to, you know, close the gap with the male-female
I like that,
salary.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so, like, what's that going to do for me on a date, though, honestly?
No,
like,
no, for sure.
Yeah.
You're right.
Nothing, but, yeah, in general.
You're right. So, dating-wise, you're right. Yes.
No. I don't really want to tell a dude how much I make because, especially with these types of things, I feel like it's going to be guys who have a little bit more money.
Or less.
But gosh. I don't know. Like, I always fear that my salary is going to be so much less than another guy's that he's going to think that I'm just lazy, for you know, the money or because I'm lazy, which isn't true because I work my ass off for 45 hours a week. So
my favorite response, though, would be it's like enough to take care of myself.
Yeah.
Enough to take care of my business. I almost swore.
Enough to be independent.
I got my stuff covered.
I'm going to start saying that, actually. I like that one.
Enough
to take care of myself because that differs way from you than from you.
It's like I bust my ass to do what I want to do.
Yep.
Last one is something I think you guys were kind of freaking out in that little comment section. It says, keep yourself safe. Don't reveal a lot of personal information while speed dating. At this stage, nobody really needs to know where you live or where you work or your phone number. This is why I've been avoiding it. The WhatsApp. Do you guys know that?
Oh, yeah. Like, I just have a Google Voice number. Like, that's what I use for my design work because I really don't want randoms knowing what my actual number is.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I just got to bite the bullet and get WhatsApp or Snapchat. Tell them to hit me up on Snapchat because I don't want to give them my Facebook either.
No. Facebook, Instagram. Mm-mm.
Not even Instagram. Yeah.
No.
Snapchat is a good one.
I'm like, here's my Snapchat.
Here's my Twitter. I never update it.
Yeah, I'm real bad at Twitter. In time, you can reveal those details. At the end of the evening, you can arrange to swap emails or phone numbers.
Which, with this one, we don't. They do all that crap for you.
Yeah. Really? Wait, what
does that mean?
Yeah. So they, I mean, like, if you feel so inclined to give a guy your email or your phone number, you can. But what they do is at the end of the time, because you have, like, your little match sheet. And at the end of it, like, you're scoring people and, like, saying if you want to know more about them, if you want to see them again type of a thing. And then whatever your matches are will get sent to that person. And then if you get matched with someone else, like if someone else wants to meet you or hang out with you more, they send you an email saying, like, this is the list of people.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
I like that, but I feel like it's kind of weird too. Like, oh my God, like, it's something so different because it's...
For me, well, it says it's going to be 24 to 48 hours after. And I really hope that I don't forget who all... I want to be like, can I take a picture of
it's
you?
It's like, can I take notes? It's like...
Yeah.
Which Beardy McToothy, you know.
Beardy McToothy. Ooh, I hope there's bearded guys.
If there's bearded guys, dibs.
That's like that. Okay, that was one thing I was... No, this is what I was worried about last night too, by the way. I was actually thinking about this. I'm like, what if we start liking the same people?
I'm down for
which we probably all will.
Yeah, we kind of have the same style of men, but like, how does that going to work?
How effed up would it be if we all got the exact same matches?
Or like,
we
let's
would have
say,
to
like,
polyamorous.
Polyamorous. Yeah. Eyes wide shut, sex party.
Sister wives.
But what if like we like let's say we pick like three or four guys and they like us all, like big old group date.
I mean, honestly. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That'd be another experience.
But like, Part two.
But honestly, like, what happens is like, oh my God, I really like this guy. Oh, I really, like, I liked him because he liked comic books. I liked him because we liked the same music. I liked him because...
He had a big...
I was going to say, we
smile.
Was scared. He smoked
beard.
The same kind of...
Cannabis.
Or something. And it's just like, okay.
I mean, we're going to have to deal with that when it comes.
But like, would we all... Like, be okay with at least going on a first date? Wouldn't that be kind of funny, actually?
That actually would be.
No, I was saying like, just thinking about it. Yes, I. Yeah. In fact, I kind of hope that happens.
Now you kind of want it to happen.
We should do another round of speed dating with just that dude, and it's like you go to the table, I go to the table, Destiny goes to the table.
But he's gonna think, like they all want me. Who am I gonna pick? It's like, no, you got to impress us again.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do it, bro. oh my god, this is actually pretty fantastic.
Oh my god, this is gonna be.
I forgot that there could actually be like actual positive parts to this. I'm just thinking this all like negative and scary, but like, hey, maybe we actually meet some cool, like, awesome people.
Worst comes to worst, you meet a friend and they can introduce you to their hot friends.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Except
that's kind of,
I know if I don't like the dumb, I'd be like, do you have any single bearded friends that are too scared to speed date?
I was like, I'm a little concerned that like speed dating, is it bad that when I thought speed dating, I thought of like Christian boys wearing khakis and their polos tucked into their shirts?
See, I'm thinking more of like dudes just coming from work type of a thing.
I think it's like, I'm looking for a good Christian girl I can take home to mama and we can go praise Jesus on Sundays.
Yeah, that's called that ChristianMingle.com.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the scariest thing you said though about this whole thing. I hope to God I
like,
don't
what's,
see.
What's the type of guys we're going to see?
If somebody does that, I'm just going to start speaking in tongues and like...
I want to show
rocking back and forth.
We should get like, have you guys seen those tutorials on the internet where you, it's like, or I think it's an actual product and you can do the fake tattoos and then you put like a matte coat over it.
Yeah.
And it looks real. It doesn't have that shine to it.
Yeah.
Like a fake tattoo does. If we can get pentagram tattoos just in case, like on our chest, like pull our shirt down, I think we're going to have a problem, bro.
I'll just straight up say, sorry, man, I don't believe in your God.
Dude, there's this guy on my Instagram. He follows me and I start following him. I'm like, oh, I'm reading his profile. I'm like, okay, you like working out. You like this. You very charitable. You do stuff for your community. You work out. You're really cute. He has a beard. I'm like, okay, yeah.
What's wrong with him?
In his profile, he had to mention his Instagram profile that he's Catholic. The fact that you have to bring it up in your Instagram profile.
Yeah, it's not a dating profile.
No, but it means like,
it's very important.
That is important to his life.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
exactly.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Out.
Like, I've been on, like, dating websites and stuff where they've put that in their profile, and it's not just, like, an option that you can choose. Like, on Match.com. Like, you can do religion, whatever. But there are people that will, like, write that stuff in their actual bios.
Like, a whole sentence.
Nope.
Yeah.
I know. There's a few things on when I did do online dating that I would read, and it would be an automatically swipe left. Sorry.
Yeah.
Where they're like, yeah, if you have a problem with my dog, it's my dog before you. I'm like, okay, cool. Because I'm like, I don't want to compete with your freaking animal, and I'm not a huge animal person because I don't like them on my furniture.
And
I have to wash everything, and if they're in my bed, I have to wash all my freaking sheets.
I hate dog stuff because I bake all the time. I don't want to have to clean up dog hair, especially not mine. But I always hate in profiles when guys are already just like, oh, if you wear too much this, don't even. Or
the negative comments.
Yeah, so if you care so much about my height, then because like,
if all of your pictures are selfies,
then don't. Then like, boy, bye. Like that's my biggest pet peeve when like guys are automatically just bitching before anybody has even said or done anything.
Do you know what really pissed me off the other day? I was on Match.com because, yes, I got talked into actually getting a membership for Match.com.
That's funny.
Best friends.
I was actually
going
to do it.
You like paid for it?
Yeah.
How much?
It's like $40 a month. It's ridiculous. But,
cool.
Anyways, this. So I'm used to like Tinder and stuff, and I'm fine if somebody's Tinder profile says not looking for anything serious.
Right.
Like I'm gonna swipe left, but I get it. But there was this guy who was hitting me up on Match.com, and his entire profile was like not looking for anything serious. Not. And I'm like, then why the hell are you on Match? Get back to Tinder.
Paying money.
Yeah. What the hell?
Like, are you hoping that you're gonna get less like whorish ladies?
Because
that's not where you're going. Match.com, people are paying money. They are actually looking for a relationship.
I want to actually find love. I'm not looking for someone to bang because I still got dudes on the back burner. Like, if I want to get
laid, Tinder
I
is free.
Yeah.
So, no, that's ridiculous. That's the opposite of literally what that site's for.
So ridiculous.
I'm still looking for this dude. I totally forgot his name. I'm going to show him to you, but we can keep talking.
That's funny.
It's going to bug me. But I honestly, I don't get people sometimes.
I really don't. I don't get men. I like my big problem lately. I've recently met a lot of guys that I'm super into, And then, like, they seem like they're really into me. And then all of a sudden, it's just like communication either drops off or it changes. The vibe changes. And then there's, oh, there's something in my life that's going on. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I don't have time. Blah, blah, blah. Like, all I'm just like, then get off of freaking dating sites. If you don't want to spend the time to get to know someone or, like, you know, put someone into your life.
Don't get, get
then
off
the, don't
get,
date.
Yeah, off the dating sites.
Like, but that's lonely. It's like, well, then learn to be alone, a-hole.
That's why Tinder, I just stopped trying. Like, when I had Tinder back when I was in New Jersey and things like that, like, I was on it, like, oh, like, trying to find a relationship. It's, people on Tinder, it's nobody on there is looking for a relationship. If it is, it's only, like, 2 out of 100. Like, it's just a game now. So, on Tinder.
I've been on it for 4 years, and I've had one relationship off of it. One.
Same.
So, if that put, that's probably, like, 1 in 10,000 matches.
See, I was on it for a little less than a year.
Yeah, and, but it was like 2 years for me. Yeah,
yeah, like I've gotten 2 fairly good friends. Like, I haven't talked to them.
Oh, I have a lot of friends off
of
it.
But like, I haven't had a relationship out of it. And I had to get off dating sites in general. I was thinking of doing Match.com because I feel like it's a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, it's true. Like, social media is rooting relationships because it's like, oh well, this isn't gonna work out, I'll go find another one online, I'll find another date tonight. It's like, no, I don't like that feeling,
which I hate that because I do that crap. Like,
I
if
do
the guy
too,
isn't
yeah.
texting me or has just like completely stopped communication, the first thing I do is get back onto my app and talk to someone else. Like,
and that's one, whenever I've met anybody online, doesn't matter the dating site, I don't really care. Like, I realize that I don't put the effort in and I don't actually care about, I don't take them seriously.
Right. Yeah. I think
I really don't.
It takes a special vibe for me to take it seriously.
Exactly. And it's hard for me to find that vibe. And so if I know automatically if I have it or not. And if when I don't, it's like, okay, next. But you're right. It's making it a lot harder for me to interact with other people. Well, not interact with other people, but like find them in regular life. So that's why I've been trying to purposely go out and like, you know, talk to people and like interact with friends because everything's so cut off. And I have done millions of people just like, oh, bye.
Exactly.
Bye.
Yeah. And so that's why I'm not giving myself that option right now of online dating. Hmm. Just because it's like, if I meet somebody, like all my boyfriends, my last boyfriend, I met like a friend that was like a blind date. Like, she hooked us up. And then the one before that, I met him at a tattoo expo.
I've never met a guy not online before.
Yeah, like it's special. Like, it makes it that's much more special. Like, does he like me? Does he not? And so that's kind of what I want to try. Like, that's kind of what I'm excited about speed dating. It's like, okay, well, we're going to get out of our element. Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, there's going to be other options there, but it's not like, you know,
the sea of Seattle
in your hand. Yeah.
I'm just so curious of who, like, what these people are going to be like. Because, like, obviously us three, like, we're rocker chicks.
Like, we're normal-ish.
But-ish. We're tattooed. Granted, that's normal for Seattle.
Yeah, we're tattooed. Like, we all work at the same radio station. Like,
kick ass. Awesome.
Yeah. Are you guys going to tell them what you do for a living?
I think I'm just going to say marketing.
I was going to say social media.
I'm going to say promotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should all have something different. So it's not like.
Well, I mean, we do.
Together.
We are in different departments here, but not say KASW, The Rock.
I'm a sales bitch.
107.7 The End. That's my favorite. Every time I'm on the phone, hi, this is 107 The End.
Actually, one of the pictures that I have on my Match profile is me hitting that men's room bong. And I just got a message today. I'm not even, like, going to talk to this guy. But he messages me, and he likes it, and then says, the men's room red is like my favorite beer ever. I didn't know they made bongs. And I was like, that's because they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I work with them and they had a listener make some. And he's like, oh, you work with them? We should hang out sometime. And I'm just like,
nope.
No.
Absolutely not. Uh-uh. I didn't realize how
creepy.
I was going to say excited intense. Some fans get for the guys until, but yeah. So no, I would not at all. You're right.
No.
So we're going to go undercover.
Dun, dun, dun.
Speaking of pot, though, didn't you have a really cool story about it?
Yeah.
It is April. I mean, it is weed
green month.
Green month.
Yeah, canna month.
Ooh. Canna month.
Canapril. Canapril.
Weeple.
What are you? What the hell are you guys saying?
We're trying to mix up cannabis.
Oh, I'm trying to combine. You guys
April.
Are failing.
We are. No S. Okay. No S, Sherlock.
Okay, I was like, what are you guys doing?
I don't know. She started it. I blame her. Yeah, all right. What do you got? What do you got, Sage?
So I have a list. It is six reasons women and weed pair perfectly.
Ooh.
What are those six reasons? Two of them are in this room. Me and Destiny.
Ooh.
Woo. Okay. So number one, ladies run the cannabis industry.
Love it.
Especially in Seattle, there's like, I think a lot of the major brands in Seattle are owned or started by women, like Ganja Goddess. There's a few other, I'm blanking on a name right now because I smoke too much cannabis. all of that jazz. But the cool thing about it is that it's not just like people owning shops. There's people like Destiny who are chefs and bakers. And then there's attorneys and doctors and herbalists and all these amazing women that are, you know,
contributing
and kind of being the forefront of the cannabis industry.
My favorite part about this, especially with cannabis being legalized in D.C., is that like not only like women, yeah, but black women, like the same thing that would get us thrown into jail and all that jazz when I was in Baltimore, we control it now. Like now, you're paying me money, copper, for, you know, to buy my weed, to buy this and a third. So that's one of my favorite parts about all that, especially. Of course, woman power.
Yeah, exactly. And then number two, women also lead cannabis reform, which is kind of what you're talking about. Like D.C., there's a lot of women that have been in politics or are lawyers or whatever aspect of the political spectrum that are now working on cannabis reform.
Nice.
Yeah, which is freaking awesome. So
gotta get them ladies in power, especially like this is just super good in general, like health wise as well.
Yeah, there's just so many freaking benefits.
What's next on the list?
Number three, weed makes women creative, which I can vouch
for. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Really is.
Makes me a little sleepy, but my mind does keep going.
Sativa. Yeah.
Even sativa makes me sleepy.
True.
Like I get sleepy. Oh, I'm always sleepy, so it doesn't help.
Snorlax.
A little bit.
What creative force that you do benefits most when you smoke?
I get a lot of good ideas. I can't, because I do all my design work and stuff, but I have to be sober to do that. I realize that I suck doing it when I'm actually stoned. But I get a lot of creative ideas. Mm-hmm. Like right now I'm designing, my cousin started a brand up in Alaska that does concentrates.
Sweet.
So I'm making a logo for him. And all of the best ideas that I've had have been while I've been stoned.
Awesome.
So. See, for me, like, story ideas. Like, I've been writing comics since I was, like, 18 or 17. And
awesome.
Just like,
I
haven't really done anything except storyboard for the last 10 years. Just ideas and concepts. And I've been, like, talked to Thrill. And Thrill's, like, helped me come up with, like, change the main idea of the main plot of the story. What was supposed to be a subplot ended up being like the actual main thing. So it's like I've changed so much of it, but usually when I'm stoned I'm like, oh, here's a good phrase, because it's based in the future. I'm like, what if like a new phrase, like a slang word, how will I write this down, or like a new planet or this or that, or how they do this, or mode of transportation.
I've got so many notes in my phone of just like little tidbits that I come up with.
I have like your freaking like Unabomber. I have so many freaking like post-it notes just all over my kitchen, because I'm just like, oh, just in a third. So like with baking ideas, because I bake cakes too, so you have to be creative.
Especially when, because I get the munchies hardcore and I come up with the weirdest flavor combination.
So it's that. And then like, I also been taking up music class in guitar.
Ooh.
And so like writing song, I never wrote a song in my life until like 2 weeks ago. I got super high and I was like, you know what? And like I wrote a song. So like I love it because not only does your regular creativity, it just expands
it boosts it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It actually says they did a study at Johns Hopkins University where people saw high levels of creativity just 30 minutes after consuming cannabis.
Yeah. So, sounds about right.
You know, like Johnny Hopkins and Sloan Kettering blazing that shit up every day. Sorry.
Yeah.
Stepbrothers, you know. Number four, marijuana is a godsend when it comes to periods.
Yes. Because it's like I'm tired of taking all those pills and stuff.
Not even that. It just caused me to not want to murder half the planet. Yeah. So.
Periods. Just like, when you want to cry, you're like,
yeah. Okay, oh my God. Chill. It totally helps me with my PMS. Especially because I'm on Mirena. I have an IUD. Oh. So I don't really get my periods as much as I used to, but I still experience all the symptoms, which I hate. But yeah, it says that periods are one of the most overlooked bodily functions on the planet.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because
I wonder
it's
why
half of
the world experiences it. And guess what? The other half has to also be around when that happens. So,
but they still have no idea what it entails or how it feels and all that.
Because it doesn't happen.
Because it doesn't happen to them.
But anyway.
It does affect you too, buddy.
Yeah.
Whoopi
Goldberg actually... Yeah, she has. She's got a product that has like bath salts and chocolates, and it's all kind of geared towards menstrual cramps and periods and stuff.
I believe I saw like oil and like massage things like that too.
Yeah, so Ganja Goddess.
Yeah,
is the only store, I believe. This is what my buddy who works here told me.
Mm-hmm.
In Seattle, that sells marijuana infused tampons.
Why didn't I think of that?
I know I've seen like articles about those.
Yeah, but I think that they're the only store that actually carries them.
Well,
how does
I know it's a little TMI for our listeners, but that's not really my jam. So if I don't really like that kind of feminine product.
Yes,
I feel you.
So if you want to, any of you guys want to give it a try and take some notes down, I'm very fascinated.
Yeah, let us know.
I
does Destiny want to try? I was like,
I do not mind trying that at all. You said Ganja Goddess?
Yeah, Ganja Goddess.
That sounds mad interesting because you know what? I'm just going to try it out.
Try it out.
You guys do know.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I might try it out too, but I'm not a big fan.
I don't really need to.
Yeah, because you're not. Yep.
But it would be cool to try it out when I'm experiencing PMS and my cramps because I have endometriosis. So even with my birth control, I still experience really bad cramps.
Yay.
Not as terrible as they normally are. I'm not, crippled.
Aww. Like you normally are.
Yeah. Number five.
Go ahead.
Pot reduces anxiety that many women deal with.
Yes.
Study shows that more than 40% or women are 40% more likely to develop a mental illness in their lifetimes compared to men.
Huh.
When I tell you.
Because men make us crazy.
Probably.
Yeah. When I tell you I am a complete different person than I was last year when I wasn't allowed to smoke and all that jazz, it's a fact. Like,
yeah,
I'm way happier.
So? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm way happier. Like, people would describe me as a very angry person, like, 2 years ago, last year. Like, very angry person, worst attitude ever. Like, I was depressed.
I still see that a little bit.
I mean, you're so lucky I can't say what I need to say to you right now, darling, but afterwards.
Don't worry. I feel you. But I'm the same way.
So, but yeah, just like very, I couldn't really be around too many people at one point. If too much was going on towards me, like.
You get overwhelmed and you
freak out.
I've seen it a little bit.
Yeah.
I've seen it a little bit.
I had to calm her down one day. It was pretty funny. I think that was when you and I really bonded.
Yeah. Because, like, me just getting up and just saying, you guys are pissing me the hell off right now is a lot different than me, like, screaming and going nuts the year before. So,
baby steps. Get the hell out of here.
Basically, just tears, just like,
Because I'm the same way with my anxiety, especially if I'm in, even bourbon and bacon. Like, because I went by myself this year. I normally go with coworkers or a group of friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, my anxiety was out of the freaking roof.
I think because you didn't have, your buddy with you there.
Yeah,
probably.
Like I didn't. And everyone that I, knew and was friends with were working or with another group of friends. So I kind of felt like I was just the odd man out.
I'm sorry. I wish you would have told me because that's the same reason why I didn't go. I wanted to. So I didn't. Yeah.
Did you swear again?
Yeah, sorry.
She did.
Like sometimes you say them under your breath and I can't hear them. You got to tell me if you're going to be bad. Tell me.
Sometimes they just slip out. It's like a really,
I feel bad.
Fart.
I'm saying sorry. I didn't even do that. Sorry, Mom.
You're not the one who has to edit all this crap.
I know. Sorry. Okay.
What's the last one on the list? Or is that all of them?
No. So there's one more. Number six, weed isn't just a guy thing.
Duh.
I feel like I know a lot of ladies that do it.
Mm-hmm.
Once again,
definitely are.
This is for everybody who doesn't live in Colorado, who doesn't live in Seattle. Like duh, but I guess for everywhere else, it's a guy thing. I remember growing up, it was just like, oh, it's not cute to smoke weed. Like, I'm not trying to be cute. I'm trying to get freaking high.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely before it got legalized and before it kind of, the women kind of started leading it.
Yeah.
It was definitely when you thought of a stoner or if there was a stoner in a movie, it was some bummed out white guy or it was a black criminal.
Yeah.
Like there was the two extremes they went to.
Exactly.
Just some like hippie looking dude that looks like Shaggy.
Yeah. It's like I keep just picturing the Scooby Doo the whole time.
It's either Shaggy Scooby Doo or Shaggy the artist.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
And it's like, it's funny because like there's a difference, I think, between a stoner and a pothead. And I think that's what they're trying to like a Shaggy is more of a pothead.
I am a cannabis enthusiast.
Yeah. Like, I think like there's people that like, hey, I go to work. I am a lawyer. I do this, this and that. I'm a little stressed out at the end of the day. I'm going to have a nice, nice meal. Maybe instead of a glass of wine, I'm going to smoke a little joint and have a good time.
Yeah. Yep,
go
exactly.
to sleep, relax, watch some TV.
In fact, I know a lot of people who do literally exact that.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
I have dramatically reduced my alcohol intake.
Yes.
Since I've been smoking weed a lot more.
Same.
Since it got legalized, that's when I really started getting into it and was actually smoking on a regular basis, not just in like social party situations. Mm-hmm. And I feel like every year I drink less and less and I'm happier and I'm getting to know myself more. Not really like happy, but
well, you know, as much as you can at this age.
As much as you can. Yeah.
I love that.
But yeah, it says a 2005 survey said that 35% of women have toked on the reefer at one time or another.
I really want to get my mom stoned. I think it'd be hilarious.
I've got my mom stoned, and it's
one thing. So like my mom, she literally refused to do anything. Like, she never drank, she never smoked, she never did anything ever.
Uh-huh.
And so now I wish, like, you know, like, she passed or whatever, and it's all good. And like, I wish she was alive, because I'm just like, I bet you I can get her to smoke weed now. Like, I because like, it's a vape. I can give her a cookie. You know what I mean?
Give her a gummy bear.
Yeah, like she would
a caramel.
Yeah, and like she, I'm so upset that I can't smoke weed with my mom. So like. Because one of my boyfriends, his mom smokes weed all the time. Just all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the cutest thing ever. She has like gray hair and glasses and a freaking joint.
Are you talking about me?
Hey.
Gray hair, glasses, and a joint. That's me.
I feel
like you need a shirt that says that.
Right.
And a cat.
Yes.
You just need a cat on that shirt. Can it be one of those cats that are flipping off? Have you seen those?
I love those.
Oh, yeah. In the pocket.
Yep.
Yeah, I, for my birthday, got a pillowcase, like a little, like, throw pillowcase mm-hmm. that has a cat flipping the bird with both fingers, and it says, I do what I want.
I love it.
So amazing.
Speaking of doing what you want, I feel like this is a good place to wrap it up,
because
I have to go adult after this.
Cool beans.
Yuck.
No, but enjoy your weekend, ladies. Thank you guys for joining us. And now we got the messaging, so I will have automatic access to your messages on the Google Voice. So send us a text.
And that number is 253-778-6029.
Hope to hear from everyone soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.